Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Book of Acts 10, the Bible tells us about Cornelius. He was a Roman centurion in the Italian regiment. The Bible says he was devout, he was God-fearing, he was always giving to the poor, and he prayed to God regularly. He was not praying to the idols and that were there in Greece, but he was praying to God regularly in Caesarea. And the Bible says at 3 o'clock one of the days, he saw a vision, and in the vision an angel came and said to him, "Your prayers and your offerings have come before God as a memorial, and that is why I've been sent to you. You need to send for a man named Simon, who's called Peter. He's staying at the house of Simon the Tanner. Get him to come to your house." At that same time, in a different location, the Holy Spirit is preparing Peter to share the gospel to the first non-Jewish person who would ever receive the message of salvation. And so when Peter comes to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius explains to him why he has called him, about the vision, and he says, "Now, in the presence of God, we are ready to hear, we are listening to hear what you have to say." And so Peter starts and says, "You all know what happened in Judea, starting from Galilee with the baptism of John, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the evil one, for God was with him." And he continues to talk about how he was an eyewitness. Him and the other disciples were eyewitnesses of the things that happened during Jesus' life on earth. And he expresses how they hung him on the tree, and yet after 3 days he was resurrected, and how the prophets of the Old Testament wrote about the Christ and how he fulfilled all of the prophecies that were written concerning him. And as these people listened, they received the Holy Spirit with the sign of speaking in tongues. And when Peter saw this, he said, "If they have already received the Spirit, what prevents them from being baptized?" And so he baptized them. Now, baptism is an outward indication, let's say, an outward expression of a change that happens in our hearts. It's a change that shows that your old self has died with Christ and has risen up into new life. So here's Cornelius. He's living the life. He's doing all the things that are done by those of the way, those who are Christians at the time. He's praying to God, not to idols, regularly. And he's giving alms. Even his alms and his, like, his deeds have come as a memorial before God for him. So why did God bother to send Peter to come to him? Because the Bible says that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There's only one door. There is only one door. There are many amongst us who came in and they are doing everything. You're fasting, you know, you're following, you're tithing, you're doing everything that the Christians are doing. But did you have a moment where you actually acknowledged Jesus Christ and gave your life to him as Lord? Salvation is a covenant. It's like a binding contract between God and men to say, "I receive your life and I give you mine." It's an exchange of lives. And when that happens, the Bible says that God gives you the Holy Spirit to indwell you. He comes as as a sign, as a guarantee to show you that you belong to him. It's almost like a ring when someone is engaged. Jesus is going to come back one day, and only those who have that guarantee of the Holy Spirit within them are going with him. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8, it says, whoever does not have the Holy Spirit does not belong to Christ. So the Holy Spirit is a sign that you belong to him. That is why in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, they never received the Holy Spirit within them. He sat upon them, and then they ministered as they heard him from upon them. But in the New Testament, it's even promised that he will indwell us, he will come within us, and even his word will be written in our hearts. Have you come in through the door? Any tertiary institution, you need to register in order to be recognized as a student, to get even the rights, you know, to get a student card, to get access to the libraries, to everything. You can come and sit with us in class, but at the end of the year, when everybody gets their reward, you will not be recognized if you never registered. You need that contract, that covenant with God, that exchange of lives. You need to give him your life, and that means that you are saying, it's, you know, a contract has its liabilities and its benefits from both parties. So there are things that you give up for the sake of Christ. You give your whole life. You say, I will walk and conduct my life according to your instruction, according to the leading of your Holy Spirit, who is by then inside of you. And God also gives you his name to use. And you can go into any space and be recognized as a child of God. And when the end comes, you will be rewarded. Jesus says, in the end, some will say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out evil spirits in your name? Did we not, do all these miracles in your name? Those people would have done the things, the rituals, all the things in the church without having first taken care of the most important thing, making sure that they have entered through the door. Have you made your entrance into the sheepfold? Do you belong to him, or are you just accompanying us? Jesus also says, do not be excited that the spirits listen to you. Be excited that your name is written in heaven. Is your name written? Do you have a moment you can point back to where you say, I gave my life to Christ? Don't just join in the fun and then you're not living accordingly. You know, the Bible says when Moses was going to see the bush, the burning bush, the voice came and said, take off your shoes because the place where you're stepping into is holy ground. Where you're standing on is holy ground. That is how we approach salvation. And I see that burning bush as a sign of salvation itself, because the Bible, it talks about us as trees. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. He'll be like a tree planted. Many times in scripture, the Bible will refer to human beings as like trees. It even says we should bear fruit. We are trees. We are trees. And then the Bible also says that God is a consuming fire. And the miracle of salvation is that the presence of God can come and be in and upon man without consuming him. We have the life of God within us. He has bought us with a price. So if you believe in your heart that he is who he said he was, he is the Son of God, he came and lived a life without sin, and he died for the sin of the world, and he rose up on the third day. The Bible says all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus Christ, and then you will be born again. Then the Holy Spirit will come in and dwell within you, and you can say, I belong to Christ. Until that happens, you're just accompanying the bride of Christ. This is the word light for today.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.